Well, you have some explaining to do because your system is whack. I don't like it, but am I still gonna go there? Absolutely. Welcome to Serving It Hot Quick Sips Edition, where I serve up piping hot takes and spicy laughs. I'm your solo host, Brie, and I'm ready to bring the heat. What's up, everybody? How are you guys doing today? We are back with another episode. Hopefully, your week is going great so far. And if it's not going great, then hang in there. It's almost over. Now, let's get this podcast started with our fun fact of the week. Now, the fun fact of the week is you share your birthday with around 19 million people. The global population is around 8 billion, so there's at least 20 million people who were born on the same day as you. Now, I believe that this is a safe space, right? We could all share our deepest and darkest thoughts and secrets. So here is mine. Now, I was originally supposed to be born on October 1st. My birthday is October 4th. Now, I don't know if you guys have watched this show on Netflix. It's called Umbrella Academy. If you haven't, it's these, I think, 6 or 7 special kids who were born on October 1st from around the world. This guy who was very rich adopted them, and they all have special skills. Now, when I saw this show, I immediately could connect to them because I was like, hey, I was supposed to be born on that day. And maybe if I was born on that day, I probably would have had a special skill. So needless to say, I got really invested in the show and I went down a rabbit hole. So just wanted to share that fun fact with you guys. I know we all feel special because we think we're the only one that have our own birthday, but sorry to burst that bubble. Anyway, moving along, let's go ahead and jump into, let's switch things up today, the rapid fire rants. Now, I was just minding my business and scrolling on TikTok, and I saw this creator talking about the target circle reward system and how it doesn't make any sense. And it didn't dawn on me until I saw the video and she was explaining her point of view. And I was like, she is absolutely right. Because tell me, well, first of all, I'm going to rant about this, but I'm not going to keep shop. I'm still going to keep shopping there. I love Target, from their vibes, aesthetic, to their carts that rolls perfectly. All right, let's get back on track. So, you spend all this money at Target, and the reward system is like, hey, you saved $4 for the entire year. $4. And let's say you probably spent hundreds and hundreds. $4, really, Target, that's all we've saved. We got to come up with another system, a better system, like she was saying. How about, as soon as I check out, you guys give me a 20% off coupon that I could use? Or how about, as soon as I check out, you guys give me a free coffee? Because I'm pretty sure there's Starbucks in every Target. So how about something like that? Not we got to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars and we only get $4 in rewards. Or we saved $4. The math isn't adding up, okay? Now, the second thing that I want to rant about is I was watching this show on Peacock. It's called Superstore. It's very funny. It reminds me so much of The Office. But it was just one episode, and I forgot the character's name. But she was basically talking about how the men's body care is way cheaper than the woman. And once again, I didn't realize this until she brought it up. And you know what? It is absolutely true. Not only is it cheaper, it lasts way longer. I mean, I could buy Dove, I could buy Olay, I could even go to the mall and buy Bath & Body. It only lasts about maybe an hour or two, but the men's body wash, oh my God. My husband and my son, they could use it, and I could smell it for hours and hours on end. So I don't know who created this system where the men's body care have to be separate from the female, but I'm really thinking about switching over to buying men's. I'm pretty sure all men's body care isn't so masculine. They probably have some that are unisex. So I'm going to look into that and let you guys know. Now for our last segment, we have Hot Topic. Now before I get into this, if you guys want to send me a question, suggestions, anything, go ahead and email me at servinghotpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're listening to this on YouTube, just put it under this video. I will see it. Now, for the past 2 weeks, I know I've been going on and on about guys. Guys, my listeners, I love you. And this is why we're doing a female dilemma this week. Because I'm equal. I love everybody. So let's get into this. It says, I've been married for 7 years. We have 4 kids. I need an escape. I needed an escape, an affair to feel like a woman again. I signed up for a dating app. Long story short, I met Omaris, a Creole man from Louisiana. He texts me several times a day. We swapped photos. He wanted to link up. Then a sinkhole swallowed his trailer. I sent money. His mom passed. I sent more money. At this point, I was stealing from work to help him out. Note to my fellow Walmart cashiers, loss prevention watch us more than they watch the shoplifters. I got caught stealing at work and was fired and arrested. They walked me through the store in handcuffs. I was so embarrassed. I was fired and trespassed from the store for 2 years. I told my husband I was set up. I told Amaris what really happened and that I really needed to hear his voice, but he ghosted me. I feel sick about this. Did he really love me? Why ghost me after I stole for him? I'm stuck with these kids all day now, and I hate it here. I need an escape. Should I visit Louisiana and try to find Amaris in real life? I don't want to lose him. Advice. Well, girl. It sounds to me like you might lose your entire family if this is your mindset. First of all, I know what it's like to be married with somebody for a very long time and have kids. I've been married going on 11 years now, and we have 2 kids. First of all, you don't need to go and get an affair. Or you don't need to go and have an affair, I'm sorry, to feel like a woman again. Communicate with your husband. Tell him how you're feeling and try to set something up. One of y'all family members could have watched the kids and y'all could have went away for a weekend. It wasn't going to be that hard. Now, this guy from Louisiana, obviously he just wanted money from you. Because the minute you told him exactly what happened, he was like, oh, this is too much. Bye. On to the next chick. And you told him and not even your husband exactly what happened. I mean, that's so wrong. So, in my eyes, it looked like you're about to lose your husband and your kids. And then you're talking about you're stuck with the kids all day at home. Okay, they're your kids. You're acting like you're babysitting a stranger. No, they're your flesh and blood. And trying to go to Louisiana to go find Omaris, he don't want to have anything to do with you. That's why he ghosted you. So why are you going to waste your money to go to Louisiana to try to find this guy who don't want to be with you, who don't want to talk with you? It's obvious. You lost him. The minute you told him what happened at work, he was like, deuces, I'm out. So if I were you, I would try to fess up to my husband and hopefully y'all marriage work. But that's just my advice. What do you guys think? Let me know. So that's a wrap for today's Quick Sips edition of Serving It Hot. Thanks for joining me for this whirlwind of laughter and spice. Don't forget to hit that follow button and spread the word to your fellow spice besties. Until next time, keep it hot and stay sizzling.